Langdon pictured the spike-haired woman coldly killing Dr. Marconi, the soldiers firing on them, the Italian military police gathering at the Porta Romana, and now a surveillance drone tracking them through the bubbly gardens. He fell silent, rubbing his tired eyes as he considered his options.
Robert?
Sienna's voice rose.
There's one other thing. Something that didn't seem important, but now seems like it might be.
Langdon raised his eyes, reacting to the gravity in her tone.
I intended to tell you at the apartment, she said. But...
What is it? Sienna pursed her lips, looking uncomfortable.
When you arrived at the hospital, you were delirious and trying to communicate.
Yes, Langdon said, mumbling Basari Basari.
Yes, but before that, before we got out the recorder, in the first moments after you arrived, you said one other thing I remember. You only said it once, but I'm positive I understood.
What did I say? Sienna glanced up toward the drone, and then back at Langdon.
You said, I hold the key to finding it. If I fail, then all is death.
Langdon could only stare. Sienna continued,
I thought you were referring to the object in your jacket pocket, but now I'm not so sure.
If I fail, then all is death? The words hit Langdon hard. The haunting images of death flickered before him. Dante's Inferno, the biohazard symbol, the plague doctor. Yet again, the face of the beautiful silver-haired woman pleaded with him across the blood-red river.
Seek and find. Time is running out.
Sienna's voice pulled him back.
Whatever this projector ultimately points to, or whatever you're trying to find, it must be something extremely dangerous. The fact that people are trying to kill us.
Her voice cracked slightly, and she took a moment to regroup.
Think about it. They just shot at you in broad daylight. Shot at me, an innocent bystander. Nobody seems to be looking to negotiate. Your own government turned on you. You called them for help, and they sent someone to kill you.
Langdon stared vacantly at the ground. Whether the U.S. consulate had shared Langdon's location with the assassin, or whether the consulate itself had sent the assassin, was irrelevant. The upshot was the same. My own government is not on my side. Langdon looked into Sienna's brown eyes and saw bravery there. What have I gotten her involved in? I wish I knew what we were looking for. That would help put all of this into perspective. Sienna nodded.
Whatever it is, I think we need to find it. At least it would give us leverage.
Her logic was hard to refute. Still, Langdon felt something nagging at him. If I fail, then all is death. All morning he'd been running up against macabre symbols of biohazards, plagues, and Dante's hell. Admittedly, he had no clear proof of what he was looking for. But he would be naive not to consider at least the possibility that this situation involved a deadly disease or large-scale biological threat. But if this were true, why would his own government be trying to eliminate him? Do they think I'm somehow involved in a potential attack? It made no sense at all. There was something else going on here. Langdon thought again of the silver-haired woman. There's also the woman from my visions. I feel I need to find her.
Then trust your feelings, Sienna said. In your condition, the best compass you have is your subconscious mind. It's basic psychology. If your gut is telling you to trust that woman, then I think you should do exactly what she keeps telling you to do.
Seek and find, they said in unison. Langdon exhaled, knowing his path was clear. All I can do is keep swimming down this tunnel.